Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 120 people now confirmed dead following the July 4th flash floods in Texas Hill Country. More than 160 others still missing. AmeriCare's Jack O'Rourke says they're also tending to survivors and first responders, many who have lost everything or don't have access to health care and medicine.
In the coming days, we're going to see more and more health needs emerge. From people who have lost their medications to displaced people who need access to hygiene kits and to other sort of essential supplies.
In New Mexico, deadly flash floods last weekend blamed for at least three deaths in a village that was devastated by wildfires last year. Dozens of homes also impacted. More rain on the way in the coming days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart meeting in Malaysia today on the sidelines of the annual Association of the Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum. That meeting comes after the U.S. resumed weapons shipments to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison is planning to sunset its main DEI division, as inclusion efforts have become a target for state Republicans over the last couple years. The Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement helps support about 5% of the student body. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin announced that it'll move under the umbrella of the Division of Teaching and Learning and the HR Department. Mnookin says the initiatives from the DDEEA will still exist and no student scholarships will be impacted. However, she says a, quote, small number of staff members will be laid off. Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are a major talking point for Republicans on both the state level and the national level. President Donald Trump has threatened slashing funding to universities over DEI programs. And when pushing for an $87 million cut to the UW system weeks ago, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said there's too much political correctness on campus, although he didn't say how cuts would change that. Meanwhile, Madison schools have a gap in the budget because of the funding freeze from the federal government. The Trump administration is holding on to $6.8 billion meant for schools across the nation. According to the State Journal, the Madison Metropolitan School District is waiting on almost $3 million worth of that money. It was supposed to go toward after-school programs and English learning services. But Superintendent Joe Gothard says those services will be paid for one way or another. He says the district will use reserve funds if needed. And after a turbulent year, the former Southside Elementary has a new principal. The former principal and assistant principal were accused of bullying and retaliation. Now the district has named Percy Brown Jr. the next leader of the school. He's most recently the CEO of North Star Consulting, has been in school leadership, and even wrote a book about his family's journey from the Jim Crow South to Madison's Southside. His first day was yesterday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! A winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker to talk about his recent legislation to institute term limits for all major elected offices in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back. Now, time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And live on the phone, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
The thing I like best about that intro is the word live, which... Actuarially, I'm past my time.
Wait, so it begs the question of what happens with, like, I guess the intro language will be the least of our worries when that word no longer applies. I guess figuring out a rewrite to the intro isn't going to be the primary problem, but I get the point. We will have a chance to talk to Dad in a moment. Our friend from Ukraine, who has a chance to keep us updated on that. But let's start, as we do, with a shout out. Do you have a shout out? Shout it out now. Okay, that's the song. Go ahead, Pop.
Please don't be shocked by who I'm shouting out for, but you got to give credit where credit is due. I am shouting out for Governor Greg Abbott, who has made a big point when journalists are saying, who's to blame? Why did this happen? Who said, the point right now is not to blame. But picking up on something you talked about earlier this morning, is not to blame, it's to address what is immediately needed, which is the continued search, the help of people who have been deprived of their homes, deprived of their livelihood. And it's just to recognize that there's going to be lots of time to learn from what happened and what didn't happen for future protection. But blaming is a waste of time and energy. My compliments to the governor.
I think we might have a disagreement there, Dad, but we have a chance to talk about that. Any story you want to hit quickly before we talk about what's happening in Ukraine?
Talking about Texas, conspiracy theories are abounding, and one of them is that this was all caused by cloud seeding, and Margaret Taylor Greene, that great conservative, has filed a bill forbidding cloud seeding. There is no limit to the nuts.
All right. Well, let's go straight to our guest, Philip Itner, who is a veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, in Ukraine. And Phil, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you so much for being with us and spending a few minutes. What's happening on the ground? I know that there are reports of fires and recent attacks in the capital city. What do people need to know?
Ever since Pete Hegseth came out with his announcement of restricting shipment of, in particular, air defense assets, we have been getting absolutely shellacked. I mean, we are getting on daily hundreds of drones and missiles, really trying to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense and succeeding at it in many ways. And we had at one point the largest attack in any one given night. Over 720 missiles and drones were fired at us. It was unlike anything I've ever seen in Kyiv since the beginning of the war. There have been major attacks previously, but this is on a new level altogether. And the Russians are saying that they hope to be able to do this on a regular basis with at least 1,000 forms of munition, whether drone or missile, in the coming months. They say hopefully by the end of summer, beginning of fall. I have not had a full night's sleep since Hegseth made that statement. Of course, it was very intense on the 4th of July. So my Independence Day was with slightly different fireworks of a less welcome variety. We've got, of course, what's happening back in the States with Donald Trump saying that he's going to up providing air defense for Ukraine, sorely needed, but we need it immediately. We need it right now, and we need a longer, more sustained program of providing air defense, or a lot more Ukrainians are going to die, and it's going to get really, really bad here if we don't start stepping up to provide defense.
What is the coincidence or otherwise with the timing of Hegseth's announcement and with this round of attacks and with the passage of the recent bill, which I think did include with the big horrific bill, which did include gutting of funding for Ukrainian defense, as I recall. Connect dots for us if there are any to connect.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to try and get into the minds or the decision making of the Russian military high command or even the Kremlin in the form of Vladimir Putin. This may be something that was planned for quite some time, and it's just a coincidence that the day when Hegseth,
I'll get into their brain at the very least. I think we can put it in terms of probabilities, and I can put it in the form of rhetorical questions so I don't draw conclusions with too limited data. But what do we think are the odds that it wasn't known by Russia, given that it was in all the papers, when this bill was happening and what was in it? And so by delaying, by timing their bombing right after, makes passage of the bill easier. If they did it right before, if they start just raining down fire on the capital city of Ukraine right in the run-up to the vote, it might have been a little harder to get that bill passed. It was a whisker in both the Senate and a whisker in the House. If people realize, oh, geez, I, by voting on this bill, if I am a Republican in the House, a Republican in the Senate, am not only killing Americans by cutting away their health care, I am killing Ukrainians by cutting away their defense. Those are the dots I'd correct, but feel free to correct me.
Well, no, I absolutely think that all of these things are working in conjunction. I mean, the Russians know exactly what they are trying to do. They are trying to terrorize and intimidate the Ukrainians into getting unfavorable, in an unfavorable ceasefire deal. But they, as exhausted as the people here are, the Russians, once again, showing that they don't understand what's happening here. It's exhausting, these attacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very difficult to bear. But they know. I spoke to somebody recently, because I do a weekly interview show, and I interviewed a young lady from Crimea who lives down in Odessa. And she literally said to me, it's better for us to live under Russia's bombs than It's better for us to die under Russian bombs than to live under Russian occupation. That was her mentality, and that's not uncommon. It's the Blitz spirit. It's every bomb that drops on this country just makes them hate the Russians even more. And the fact that America is doing this wishy-washy push and pull, yes, we're going to give you aid, no, we're not going to give you aid, all this kind of stop and start and a trickle of equipment, they are very thankful for the assistance. I mean, I recall the shocking event in the Oval when, J.D. Vance is yelling at Zelensky, have you ever even said thank you? The Ukrainians say thank you all the time. I mean, consistently.
We'll be right back. Stick with us. News of my dad and Mr. Ittner.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with News of my dad right after this. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a 3-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let's tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. Tom's favorites are the sleep gummies. They work really well when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. Phil Ittner, thank you so much for spending your time. What is, and sharing time together, what is a last thought you want to share? What should be on Americans and on the world's mind right now?
Well, look, even if America totally withdraws from support here in Ukraine, which I don't believe they're going to do fully, because I think the American public still have widespread support for this country, and they should. Russia is a real threat to global security.
Yeah. They're invading countries, including Ukraine, right now.
If they win here, they will be emboldened and they will go farther. And they don't have to roll tanks on the Champs-Élysées. They don't have to have ships pulling up to harbor in Northampton in the UK to exert undue influence on Europe, because the threat of they'll take a breather, they'll regrow their army, they'll have 40 more million Ukrainians that they can enlist and mobilize and conscript. This cannot be a failure for Ukraine. But it's also important to recognize that the Ukrainians themselves have a say in this, and they will go down swinging. And it's not us using Ukraine, fighting Russia to the last Ukrainian, as the mantra goes. The Ukrainians themselves will continue to fight because it is an existential threat for them. So the only question that's left for us is how many more Ukrainians are we willing to watch die?
Yeah.
When we gave them assurances and promises that if they gave up their nukes, we would guarantee their sovereignty. So we have to do that. We have to stay on course. More air defense is desperately needed here as quickly as possible. But we also need to start selling them, if that's what it takes for a transactional Trump. We need to start selling them much more weaponry, because they're going to keep fighting this war. And the only decision we have to make is how much are we willing to sit by and watch as these atrocities continue to happen. Ukraine is a tough country. They'll fight the fight themselves. We just need to give them the weapons.
Phil Ittner, thank you so much for taking the time. Dad, anything else you need? Otherwise, I'm going to get back to you.
I'm good.
All right, Phil, you be well.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Cheers. All right, Pop, back to you. What's the next news story we need to dig into?
Two big federal district court cases. One in New Hampshire, where following up, the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago said that significantly limited the power of a district court to issue a ruling that applied to the entire country.
Yep.
Well, New Hampshire District Court has issued just exactly such an order in ACLU VS saying that birthright citizenship is in fact a national issue, and therefore, partly because it was, he's certifying it as a class action, but that it is nationwide, very, very significant. The second one, our back door, Michael Simon, well, judge.
Hold on, before you go to Michael Simon's case, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
It does beg a question. Like, at first blush, it says, oh, yeah, why should one district court be able to impact policy for the whole country? Well, that's kind of how our court system is set up. It's not, there's not the trial court of the country. We have our trial courts, our federal trial courts set up, our baseline first round court is in fact organized within districts. If you can't bring it, if you can't bring a case there, where do you bring it? And if it's a, and if it's an issue of national concern, I mean, you're not bringing it to court in Mexico. I mean, it's hard for me to see how, I mean, I can understand about two-thirds of it, but there are pieces of it that don't seem to, with the big court's logic, that don't seem to carry water.
Well, it doesn't carry water, but what it is part of the current court capitulation,
yeah,
of power from Congress to the White House.
Yeah. Well, get to your next one, Mike Simon.
Michael Simon has said that a young man who had come into the country with openly applying for asylum, followed all the rules, and who was arrested when he showed up as he was supposed to for a hearing on his case, and was arrested, has told the government, you can't do that. And he said, quote, there is no reason, let alone a rational basis for its decision. And he quoted from a 1947 Supreme Court ruling in which Justice Frankfurter wrote, in a democracy, power implies responsibility. The greater the power that defies law, the less tolerant can this court be of defiance. Simon added his own
comment. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with a straw in the wind, the news of my dad to wrap, and then your calls right after this break.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help.
Hot temperatures at the end of June knocked milk production down. Cows are starting to bounce back from the heat, but we're not where we were weeks prior. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. Today, we're touching base with Katie Burgess. She's a dairy broker and analyst with EverAg. She gives us a status report on how the weather is playing a role in milk production.
When we've been talking to dairy producers here in Wisconsin, kind of all the way from South Dakota into Michigan, it does sound like the heat there in late June did knock back output a bit. Even guys who talk about, oh, we've really invested in heat abatement technology, still saw a little bit of an impact given how hot and humid it was for a stretch there. But I mean, the forecast here in southern Wisconsin looks pretty good from a temperature perspective over the next week or so.
She says summer heat is notorious for causing volatility in the dairy market. Katie Burgess, along with us, a dairy broker and analyst with EverAg. You can find her online at EVER.AG. We'll take a look at midday dairy and grain prices next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Thursday from Chicago, corn prices are trading lower. Cash corn down a penny at $3.98 and a quarter. December new crop corn down a half a cent at $4.15 a bushel. Soybeans are mixed. Cash beans down 4 cents at $10.05 a bushel. November new crop beans are trading up a half a cent at $10.07 and three quarters. And wheat is trading higher. New crop wheat up a penny and a half at $5.48 and a half. Class 3 milk contracts are seeing a rally. The August contract up 23 cents at 18.15 a hundredweight. The September milk contract up 10 cents at 18.65. That's a look at midday market prices on a Thursday. Don't forget to follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com for all things farm news. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Podcast subscription. You'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that were not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look better, look younger. Start your transformation today. You're back on the air. I think it's time for Straw in the Wind, unless you got something quick prior.
Well, what I had next would not go quick, so we should probably go straight to my straw.
Like a straw in the wind. Go ahead.
An underwater turbine, 130 feet underwater, off Scotland near the Portland Firth, has passed 6 years of service producing electricity without any breakdown or unscheduled maintenance, which she appears to show that ocean tide and current generation can be economically viable. And the reason that's significant is because the ocean tides and ocean currents potentially could be the greatest, by far, the greatest non-carbon-producing and sustainable power source on the planet. Major straw in the wind.
Yeah, and what a lousy time for the country to have just decided to disinvest, and the current regime deciding to disinvest in climate technology and energy technology and alternative energy technologies. What a dumb move. All right, Pop, love you much. It's good to hear from you.
Love you, too. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. And that was News with My Dad. Yes, we enjoyed doing it. All right, let's go straight to your calls. Thanks for your patience. Let's hear from Don from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Don, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, I lived in Central Texas for many years, still have some property there. And, you know, all these guys, I mean, the president and the spokeswoman, I was saying, oh, who could have dreamed that there would be this much rain? Those sorts of events occur in Central Texas regularly. In 1998, we had 25 inches of rain at my house. And,
that's,
you know, that 25 inches of rain in 36 hours.
That's a lot.
And that's not in the, that's about 100 miles from where this stuff is occurring, you know, occurred here the last few days. But, and also, there's all this, oh, we can't talk about this. Now we have to mourn and worry about people. They can never talk about it when it's 30 children or however many it was, 25 children getting killed at Uvalde, Texas, when Greg Abbott was there. And we can't talk about gun policy now. So, you know, just these people,
No, they only want to talk about it. They only want to talk about it when nobody is paying attention, which means they don't want to talk about it.
Well, and they're mounting an attack right now, you know, trying to blame them. It's DEI is why this happened and all this kind of stuff. But it's just, you know, it's a pattern that they have.
Yeah.
You try and hold it off for the immediate time, and then you mount. They have their noise machine that mounts attacks.
There you go.
But I just, like I say, I lived there for a long time, and very sharp, localized, relatively small, but very intense rain events are part of Central Texas, and they're not something that occurs every 100 years. They occur every year.
No, Don, you said something I really want to pick up on, and thank you for the call. That move. So the first move is. underinvest. Don't build the fence. Wait for the ambulance. Don't build the fence on top of the hill. Don't address climate change. Don't invest in coordination with NOAA. Don't invest on public technology. Just privatize, defund, get rid of stuff. Right. That's sort of the first step. Don't invest in emergency preparedness. Just disinvest. That's step one. Step two, same thing with gun policy, right? Don't actually try to make gun policy to keep people safe. Just let them take risks when going to the movies or going to frickin' school, okay? And then say, oh, no, the better answer will be if there's more shoot 'em ups because more teachers with guns and kids won't get shot in the crossfire. Dumbest thing I ever heard. So that's step one, is short-sightedness and selfishness, okay? That's step one. Step two, something bad happens. Step three, can't talk about the short-sightedness and selfishness. It's time to give thoughts and prayers to the tragedy that just happened. Next step, plan for and release the response so the PR machine, the communication machine, the propaganda machine has time to get its boots on before the truth has a chance to get its boots on. So this is the move, understanding that move so we don't fall into that trap. I appreciate that. Let's go with some local insight from a Texan on the floods. Monica, is it Chirano, Texas?
Chirano, hey, got it almost perfect.
Thanks so much for calling.
I'll try not to keep you inundated. I'm an elderly woman, and I do have a sign that says, take care of the people, F politics, right? So I do go out and I try to do my best. Texas is the worst place now that I've ever lived in. And I've been here since 20 years, okay? Mm. Got cell phone signal last year for the first time. Mm. And I suspect since that Caryville County has lots of trees, they didn't have cell phone signals either. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there's no Obamacare in the state of Texas. Now, what I'm having is a fracking problem. There's a gas pipeline in the front and an oil pipeline in the back of my two-acre property. 40 to 50 trees are down. Costs $450 to cut one up and leave it on the ground. And guess who represents me? Senator Nichols, Cornyn, Cruz, Pete Sessions. I've contacted all of them, been to the EPA, TCEQ, the Railroad Commission, which is in charge of fracking, and now my home is contaminated, and guess what? Nobody cares.
No, nobody cares is a pretty good line. Nobody cares is a pretty good line. There are some people who do, but I hear what you're saying is the people in power, in governmental power in your state, don't seem to. They cry crocodile tears when people drown in a flood. But another thing, don't apply their care to the decisions that they make in government. I want to make sure one thing. So I looked it up quickly. So I think that when you say no Obamacare, so I think there is the health care exchange that people can use in Texas, but they didn't expand Medicaid. Do I have that right?
That's right. Well, I'm not positive about that.
I think that's the deal, or at least that's what the internet seems to think. And the internet's never wrong.
Yeah, I fell in love with this place because it's known as the oldest county, and it's known as Piney Woods, and I love trees.
Yeah.
So, but when we get to the point where nobody cares about anything other than politics and money, something is very wrong.
Thank you for the call, Monica.
Thank you.
Ron from Wichita Falls, Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ron. How are you doing, Jefferson?
Good.
Good. Hey, take off on what Phil Hittner was saying today about the pronunciation of Kiev, and also our conversation yesterday with regarding language and words. But I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Warfieldsis, which basically postulates that the language we speak influences our perception of reality. And
I missed. I don't know if you cut out for a second. I don't know if you cut out for a second, but I missed the thing. I said, you said, I don't know if you're familiar with the blank, and then I didn't hear what you said.
The Warpian hypothesis.
Nope, not. Thank you for it. How do you spell that?
It's Warfian hypothesis.
Got it. Like, is it a fisherman's wharf?
Yeah, Benjamin Wharf is the postulator, or the person who postulated. In any case, it's something like the Eskimos in northern Canada have 23 words for snow. We have one or two. And also there's the Japanese. They speak of mountains as in mountainous, many, or mountainous few.
Stay with us. TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
Ah, Whorfian, W-H-O-R. Structure of a language influences speaker's worldview and cognition. Helpful.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. shopmando.com.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you. Let's go straight to your calls. I would say that we've got a couple calls that have been faith-based calls. I appreciated those. And I would say, talk to church. Talk to the adjacent church. Talk to your fellow parishioners. Talk to people who are going to a different venue entirely, making sure that the Word of God is not being used to go actually against fundamental good principles and making sure that it's actually advancing good principles. So this is, of course, not a fundamentalist show and not a religious show, but it is a values-based show. And those who share values of goodness, of compassion, of loving thy neighbor, of being a steward of the land, of healing the sick, of caring for the poor. So the most important values in the world, also in Western culture, and very much in Christian culture, need to be not lost by and become anti-Christian in the way that things proceed. And I do appreciate people who allow us to dance with that stuff a little bit, because it's a key strain in American power. It's a key strain in American life, and we shouldn't violate the Constitution and establish religion. And at the same time, we should make sure that religion and religious principles don't undermine both those religious principles themselves and the country. Okay, that's what I have to say about that. Let's go back to your call, Stephanie from Chicago, Illinois. WCPT, ain't afraid of me. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, I'm from Pembroke Township, which is 60 miles south of Chicago.
All right. 1-6 or 6-0? 16 miles or 6D miles?
Oh, 60.
60, 6-0. All right, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I live in a rural community.
Yep.
And three things I want to bring up. My town has 1,200 people in the whole township and 400 people in the city, the little city area. Now, people aren't noticing when they say that the farmers are going to get a bailout so they won't lose their farms. Okay, that's billions of dollars coming out of tax money, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're not understanding that if they bail the farmers off to sell their, so they don't have to sell their farms, that's not going to bring any food into the stores. We'll still have a food shortage because there are no pickers. Mm-hmm. So they'll keep their farms, but their food will rot in the field because there's no pickers. And I'm looking at that now. I got a 500-acre farm right across the street from me. And it does corn. Corn is not looking too good because we've been having a lot of heat and drought. So note that bailing out the farmers is not going to cause food shortage to stop. It's going to cause a food shortage even more.
No, this is a big issue, Stephanie. You're on it. You're on it. So we know that a day or two ago, Trump came out and said, because they know, like, if you've eaten lettuce, the odds that lettuce was picked by somebody whose grandparents were born in the United States is relatively low. The odds that if the breadbasket of the country includes very much the Central Valley of California, if you think most of those of that produce, that agriculture that gets harvested, is harvested by people whose parents were born in the United States of America, you've got another think coming. And so, and Trump came out and had this weird press avail where he said, we're going to create a program where the immigrants can be sponsored
by the landowner. And the owner, and it sounded like he was talking about the owner of the person. It sounded like the commentary afterwards sounded like he was talking about we were going to have a mild form of slavery, but that you'd get a sponsor with these farms. And immediately MAGA was like, hey, wait a minute, what? Like, you're going to let the immigrants...
Well, that's already happening.
Right.
Some of the people who have sponsored their workers, they're still getting deported. They're coming to their farm anyway.
And then the agriculture secretary comes and tries to clean it up a little bit by saying, ah, well, maybe these Medicaid recipients who are able-bodied, who are going to be otherwise kicked off Medicaid, maybe they can go and take these jobs. It is right now an internal fight, even within this bad wing government, because...
But don't they understand that 80 to 90% of people on food stamps already are working?
Yep.
So that's not going to work.
Yep.
Secondly, they're talking about taking out a prison. We don't have enough prisoners for all the farms in the country.
Yep.
So we and understand, like the lady was saying before you about organizing.
Yep.
It's going to take small grassroots. You may need to stop overwhelming yourself. Start with just your block.
Yep.
Or one side of your block. Then the next side. Each block can take care of itself until we have a larger coalition. But don't overwhelm yourself trying to do something huge. Secondly, even if it's just everybody on the block put up the same sign saying no Medicare cuts or whatever.
Yep.
So that's the way we're going to have to work it. It's going to add some, and we're going to have to, because right now the black farmers ain't suffering because they didn't get these loans and these people. They're doing well. I would suggest if you live in any city, you live within 60 to 100 miles of a farm. Now, the problem is Illinois only grows 0.2% of actual food. Most of it is corn, wheat, soy.
Yep.
So there is no food on these farms.
Yep.
So we got to understand to hook up, get on the internet. They got a whole blacklist coalition of black farmers who are doing well. We have the largest concentration of black organic farmers north of the Mason-Dixon land right here in Pembroke.
Yep.
And we've got good food. It's never poisoned. So the way to beat Walmart is to not need Walmart.
Stephanie, you're dropping so much knowledge in a short call. I appreciate it very much. I don't mean to pander, but I don't know what you're doing 60 miles south of Chicago, but you have a lot of wisdom to bring, and I appreciate you sharing some of it.
Well, I was born in Chicago, but I like my country.
No, I think there is. It's so many several points, so many points there, including fighting for health care. But something that hasn't come up yet is this idea that we do need to reorganize our food system. This will require it, and try to think about how we can build greater local food systems. Another reason I'm quite grumpy that Trump got rid of the Farm for Schools funding.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXRadio.com and tell us why.
And we promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXRadio.com for all the details. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from implementing the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. Judge certified a class action lawsuit by the ACLU that includes all children who would be impacted. It follows a Supreme Court decision that limits judges' authority on nationwide injunctions. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is different.
The reality is here that with the Supreme Court ruling, we are entering an entirely different legal landscape. We haven't really seen the effects of that yet. So this is an interesting challenge to observe, especially as it works its way through the appeals court. Of course, as we've discussed, there's that 7-day period for the Trump administration to appeal, which I'm sure they will.
The death toll in Texas jumping to 120 following flash flooding last week, and more than 160 are still missing. Search crews continuing to canvass miles along the Guadalupe River. On Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.